Proclamation number 8437 of 12th of March, 1963. Atonement of guilt through Jesus. The human being Jesus took upon himself an abundance of suffering as atonement for the immense guilt of sin which all beings had incurred through their apostasy from God. God's justice demanded an atonement for this guilt if the beings ever wanted to come close to Him again and be received by Him into the kingdom of light and bliss. No guilt could remain unatoned for, yet again the guilt was so great that it could never have been paid off by the being itself, for it consisted of the fact that the being rebelled against God fully consciously and in a state of brightest realization. That therefore no deficiency or ignorance could excuse the offense, but that the beings, in fullest freedom of will, renounced their love for God and thus placed themselves in an adversarial relationship with Him, from whose love they had emerged. This great original sin caused the beings to be completely devoid of light and strength. The lost life. They hardened into rigid spiritual substance which was then reshaped into creations of all kinds according to the eternal plan of salvation, because God wants to lead everything that has fallen away from Him back to Himself again. But no matter how long times pass which can rightly be called eternities, and no matter how dreadful the torments in these times are for the once emanated spiritual beings, the guilt of these beings themselves can never be redeemed. A work of atonement had to be accomplished by God which was so tremendous that the eternal deity was satisfied with it, that for the sake of this work of atonement, He, for the sake of Him who accomplished it, cancelled the original sin of all fallen spiritual beings. That it found forgiveness and brought light and strength and freedom back into the being. And this atonement consisted of a being taking the guilt of the fallen brothers upon itself out of love, that it endured the most unspeakable torments and pain as a human being, that it walked the most bitter path of suffering ever traveled by a human being on earth and ended its life as a human being with death on the cross, which was disgraceful and so painful that only love enabled the man Jesus to endure this suffering until his death by virtue of his love. For what people who are true servants of Satan could only think of, they carried out on the man Jesus, and he bore his cross without complaint and in deepest surrender. He suffered unspeakably and died the most agonizing death. For he was pure and sinless, and his soul, which had descended from the kingdom of light to earth for the sake of this act of salvation, suffered far more because it was in the darkest sphere, at the mercy of his tormentors, who were Satan's servants. Yet the soul voluntarily offered itself to make atonement for the Father and to bring his children back to him again, for it knew that only love was capable of making such a sacrifice and that only a sacrifice of love could be regarded as atonement for the overwhelming guilt which consisted of the beings giving up their love for God. And therefore God accepted the sacrifice of love, and he was satisfied with that act of salvation by the man Jesus, whose love constantly increased and completely filled him. So that love was the determining factor for everything Jesus did. That he was in closest union with the eternal love itself and thus the act of salvation was accomplished by love. But love was God Himself. He Himself took the form of a human being and traveled the path across the earth, for a soul of light formed itself as a human being in such a way that eternal love could take up residence in him. That God and Jesus were one, that God Himself, eternal love, has redeemed all guilt for those beings who, as human beings, now also acknowledge Him and consciously avail themselves of the blessings of the act of salvation which Jesus purchased for them on the cross. The atonement has been made and the path to the Father, into the kingdom of light, is free. Yet free will has caused the apostasy from God, and free will must also strive to return to Him, and this requires that Jesus Christ is freely acknowledged by people as the Redeemer of the world, as God's Son, in whom God Himself became man. In order to redeem the guilt through love, which banishes the being from the face of God until it allows itself to be redeemed by Him and then will also be allowed to behold God in Jesus face to face. Amen.